nothing in this place.
Now, you just calm down, Harold. You mind yourself.
This part of the cabin's such a mess I ain't cleaned up in a while, honey. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you keep that on your side of the cabin. You don't walk across that line there.
You know it, honey. I'm sorry. Well, folks, Speedway City, USA, here it comes. Like it or not, look out. Here we go.
Get up, Grandpa. Don't you know it's daylight saving time?
Yeah, I know it. I don't know who in the world ever got it up. It don't do nobody a bit of good.
Let me tell the story. I can tell it all. About the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey. Son, he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town. The revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
And there was thunder, thunder, all over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine, and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, twice the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954.
This is Harold. This is
Harold,
Speedway, Speedway City, USA.
Where'd you go?
Honey, we got a caller.
I guess I've been hung up.
No, you ain't been hung up, darling. You come back.
I ain't been hung up. Well, I've been hung up by better people than you guys. That's for darn sure.
Hey.
I bet you have.
Yeah, I certainly have. Anyhow,
is this
your
Grandpa Gertie?
I'm trying to watch those damn results from that electioneering thing that's been going on.
I know.
I did see that Hillary person won in New York.
No way.
I swear, when I was watching through the day there, when everybody's doing their Chad things, they're punching their tickets.
They're hanging
or
Chad.
Whatever the heck they do down there.
You want to hang Chad?
I saw that Polish moniker Lewinsky hanging around William.
Oh, not her
and
again.
I thought, I'll bet you anything she's thinking that if Hillary don't win, she just might stand another chance.
Has them folks is...
That's what I thought, but however, I think Hillary done won.
Have you seen any results from Carburetor County?
She's from where?
Have you seen any results from Carburetor County? I want to see if Sparky Plug won. No sparks.
And it's hard to watch on my little black and white television.
Oh, I know.
It's bad.
It's just not clear, and sometimes it's hard to read who's where.
And them rabbit
and
ears.
But anyhow.
You got
so listen, like I was saying before, I was trying to get to your donut shop the other night on a Sunday,
again?
As a matter of fact. And
what donut
no
shop?
Answer.
We ain't serving no donuts.
And I was really disturbed because I always thought the donut shops were like 24 hours. You could get them any time you wanted to.
That's only in the big city. That's just in the big city.
Oh, well, okay.
We ain't big city. We're just Carburetor County. That's all we is.
Say about Tony, I think he has given smoking a good name again.
That's for sure.
You know what? I think you're right.
He been kicking some serious buttocks around, I'm telling you.
Well, anyhow.
That would hurt.
Yeah, it does. It does. I had my buttocks kicked before. I know. That hurt.
I know.
Oh, last time I heard, Sparky Plug, he had 18 votes in the Carburetor County Commissioner contest. Two Big Tall Teddy was 12 vote, and No Thumbs Nate had 7 vote. So Sparky doing good.
Oh,
what about Gravel Gertie?
Ain't no seen no Gravel Gertie results yet.
Well, you can call me Gert for short.
Bet there's Gravel Gertie phoning in. Jeez, there's a competition.
I ain't seen no votes for Gravel yet.
Well, you
Gravel ain't got
Gravel
no votes yet.
I ain't seen no votes for you yet.
I keep walking around with my bucket of gravel.
Yeah.
Filling in all the damn potholes in my road.
Well,
they're everywhere, ain't they?
It's pitiful. It is pitiful.
Well, somebody got to do it.
I know.
I'll give you some rutabaga to stuff in there if you need it.
Anyhow, I just wanted to vent a little bit. And
well, you're welcome to vent anytime, Gert.
Well, I really appreciate that.
Well, we likes to hear from you.
And you all have a pleasant evening, and I hope whoever the heck you voted for is gets in.
You come over to the
you
cabin.
Know what else?
You're coming over
you know what else I want to say?
What else?
I want to say happy birthday, Gravel Gertie. It's your birthday today. I learned that.
Oh.
You know that I don't celebrate them their days anymore.
Well, happy happy 29th birthday, Gertie.
Oh, I like that guy. That's a good one. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. And I guess it's past my bedtime because I am getting old, you know.
Okay, Gertie.
And I did stay awake special just to call, and I'm glad you finally got your phone fixed.
Yeah, well,
thank you,
we was having problem turning pulling that can
well,
in the
you probably
top.
Just never paid your dang bill.
Yeah, well.
You know, you got to remember, you got to have those little sticky post-it notes wherever you're shaving or whatever you're doing.
Well, I sent the bill in, but I used one of them 17-center stamps, and they're telling me it's much more than that, and I just don't get it.
Well, keep up with the times there, Harold.
Well, I know. Yeah. I just ain't.
And Beulah, you take care of that guy.
I will.
I'll see you again.
Well, thank you for calling, Gert.
You're welcome.
You're good luck in the election. I hope you don't beat Sparky, but I hope you second. That was Gravel Gertie.
That was Gravel Gertie checking in.
Man, I'm telling you, folk, you get the best Ruxin results anywhere right here. We'll tell you who won. We're going to tell you. Oh. County Commissioner race, Sparky Plug, he were leading. I ain't no
he
secret.
He doing fine.
Yeah, he doing fine. Old Sparky, he's a good man. He going to make
it. He's
going to make a good county commissioner. He going to steal. He ain't going to be one of them guys that steal money.
No, he ain't got deep pockets like the rest of them.
No, he ain't going to be that way. Anyway, folk, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're just going to have the race results from Texas Motor Speedway. You're listening to Speedway City USA. This is Harold. That's Beauty. We'll be back. Maybe.
With an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? Why not visit racerdogs.com and pick out a shirt or two from my own carbon-approved collection? Now, I'm not going to tell you how I approve these magnificent articles of clothing, but I will guarantee you that everything is now dry and ready to ship to your doorstep. So please visit racerdogs.com today. I work for biscuits. And I'm starting to get hungry.
HotJackets.com has the best pricing and selection of NASCAR jackets you'll find anywhere. These same jackets are priced as high as $200 or more at the track, but HotJackets has them for just $99. Coming this fall, the brand new Superman jackets, and in stock now is the complete Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights collection. You can also find many of your favorite college teams and the cool new Muppets jackets, too. HotJackets.com, your only choice for the complete selection of JH Design Line jackets at the best price anywhere.
So cool, so covered, and when I shave, that is why I love the head blade. I put it in my hand, I use it every day. I've got the look because of head blade.
Information about Headblade, check us out at Headblade.com.
Headblade.
Thank you so much. Little song that I like.
He were a kid when he said that was a little song he liked. What the heck happened there?
Thank you so much. Little song that I like.
Cut.
Every 6 seconds a song. He's right. That's a little song, all right.
You know what? I'm going to quit booking our talent.
That was kind of funny, actually.
I just can't rely on nobody. I invited Charlie Pride to come on and sing for us tonight, and I don't know if he ain't plugged in right or what the hell's going on.
Well, he sang. He just don't sing more than 6 seconds. He say,
well, maybe that's all I could afford.
Well, he say, this is a little song I wrote. I ain't kidding.
Just try him again.
Okay, let me see what we got here.
Thank you so much. Know. Little song that I like.
That's all you can afford, I guess.
Well, that's all I'm going to get, I suppose. I don't get it at all. It's going to make me scratch my head.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, we just going to carry on.
Yeah, we is.
He ain't getting paid is all I can say.
He ain't getting nothing.
None of them folks is getting paid.
I ain't giving them no bugle of biggers, I'm telling you there.
Got that right. But I'd sooner give them money than part with my bugle of biggers.
Yeah, they was really popular down there at the lodge this week.
Well, everybody's got to settle down when they're voting because, you know, it's a stressful time. And if you've got some good vittles to be, you know, cramming down your neck, it's going to make things go a lot smoother.
Yeah, it does. It sure does. And old Sparky, he was something else when he said, got up there, he says, vote for me! And I said, why?
Yeah.
And he says, just because. I was like,
no, he can get pretty darn vocal.
That was good.
He puts half of mine to it.
Yes, he does. Yes, indeed. So, anyway, folks, if you ain't got out to vote yet, go ahead and go down there anyway. Vote.
You drag your butt down there.
Yes, indeed. That's important to vote. You want to do
vote.
That.
Got to vote.
Yes, indeed. So anyway, folks, Charlie Pride, he did not a sing march for today, but old Tony Stewart, he won the
race. Is he going to be singing?
Tony ain't going to be singing. He's just going to be smoking.
He going to be climbing.
He going to be smoking and climbing, smoking and climbing. Smoke the field, climb the fence. Smoke the field, climb the fence.
That's what kind of fence they got out in Ponix?
Ponix? They probably got
is it one of them curvy top ones?
They might have a barbed wired one out there because you got to keep all
yeah, barbed wire going to keep back the vermin.
Yeah, they got to keep solar.
You know, they got them Sims rattlesnakes there. You know that, don't you?
They got armadillos, too.
They got armadillos, and I refer to them as possum on the half shell.
That's right. That's what they is.
Yes, sir.
That's what they is.
They make fine eating.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
Yeah, it was a darn good race, I thought, even though it started in the daylight and ended at dark.
Well, starting a rainstorm and ended dark, that was kind of weird.
It's like a whole career sitting there trying to take in a race. You got to have 4 or 5 different meals going and 19 different changes of clothes. What's that all about?
Well, I don't know. But I suppose they just likes to...
Need to pack a bag.
They likes to get a lot of commercials going.
Yeah, the TV parts they do.
Yeah, they do.
Must have been like 100 commercials.
I got another song by Charlie Pride.
Yeah, I ain't going to hold my breath.
Maybe he sing for more than 15 seconds on this one. What do you think?
Well, you give it a whirl.
I'll give it a whirl. Let's see what he got. Or maybe not.
Maybe Charlie Pride? He's fickle, ain't he?
He sure don't like to sing lately. I don't know. He's a stubborn cuss, I'll tell you that. Anyway.
Well, that's it. I'm...
Where's Charlie?
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street,
dang it, Chuck.
They wonder how does a man get to be this way.
I'm telling you, folks, he's got a great voice, but he don't look none like his face. He don't sound like his face.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
Hell, he sounded a lot taller.
you think about her when you're gone. It's an angel, good morning.
That's all I got to say about that.
He's a fine man.
Yes, indeed he is.
You know, he was a ball player. He was going to get into the major leagues, and I forget what the story went, why he did not. I think he just got too successful as a singer. I really do.
Well, if you're going to be a singer, Charlie Pride's a good name. But you're going to be a pitcher.
That's a fine name.
You're going to be a pitcher? Charlie Pride, not a good name.
I think that'd be a fine name for any career you'd want to pick.
Be like Fireball Charlie Pride. You need a good nickname for baseball.
You like picking names that's got far in it.
Charlie Flamethrower Pride. That'd be a good name. Anyway, Tony Stewart, he won.
He did. Big time.
The Dickies 500. I wear Dickies when I'm out rutabaganing.
You do.
Jimmy Johnson
was
him
all grubby.
Second. Kevin Harvick was third. Kyle Busch, that little shrub, he were fourth. Clint Boyer was fifth in the Jack Daniels Chevy. But he had a big State of Texas on the front of his car.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
But Jack Daniels ain't from Texas.
No, they're from Tennessee. They from Lynchburg, Tennessee.
I was all confused when I see that.
It don't make no sense. Hey. I don't get that.
Yeah, I thought maybe he just... Yeah, I ain't going there.
You know, I think all that has to do is with selling diecast. That's all that has to do with. They change one little tiny thing on the car, and next thing you know, they're stamping out hundreds of thousands of these things.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Dale Earnhardt Jr., he were six. And he bent up his car. He had a wall, but he still run hard.
I know. I can't believe how he come back from that.
That was something else. I thought he was done.
He sucked it up and kept on going.
That's for sure.
In more ways than one, that just ain't his car, that's his belly.
Yeah, he were grumbling and rumbling and dumbling and stumbling, but he finished sixth. Casey Mears is seventh. I don't remember who finished eighth. Oh, Kurt Busch. Now, is he like a full-fledged hedge? If his brother's a shrub, is he just a hedge?
I'm not sure what he is. I think maybe he's more along the lines of a topiary, because what they do with them is they take what God gave you and they hack it all down to a different shape, and that's exactly what they've done with his head.
Well, he got the funny-looking ears now. They're all bent down and stuffed back.
They hacked it all down. I swear something went on with his nose, too, because they used to have, like, a hump in his nose, and now it's like a ski jump. He's looking like Bob Hope.
Yeah, I think so.
I think they shaved off some of that nose, maybe after Jimmy Spencer busted it.
Yeah, that might be it. That might be it.
His eyes even look different, and his hairline has even changed. I don't think it's the same man.
Maybe it's Rusty Wallace. He didn't really want to retire. He just didn't want everybody handing him for autographs. So now,
well, all we know is Rusty ain't Rusty no more either, because when you see him on the television set, it ain't him. I'm sorry, it ain't him. It's an imposter.
Yeah, he's not Rusty.
Ain't the same man at all.
No way.
Ain't the Rusty I know.
Oh, Rusty, he were belligerent, son. He was a cuss, you know. He were belligerent cuss, but now he's like...
And cocky, real cocky, and now he's like some watered-down version of a Wallace. What's that all about?
Well, maybe he got into his son's medications or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I think they're giving him, like, echinacea or something.
Maybe. That could be.
I think he's got the vapors.
That could be, too. Well, Jeff Gordon, he were nine. He just kind of hung out there. You didn't see much of that car in front.
Yeah, Jeff who?
Jeff Gordon. The one that's going to get a new... He's going to get a new crew chief next year. They're going to blame it...
You think he's going to get a new crew chief?
They're going to blame it all on the crew chief and get rid of him. Get rid of him, I'm telling you.
They're going to do that. I don't believe that.
Yeah, I think they're going to.
Oh, maybe they're going to pass by a Frenchman because they don't need no more Letarts.
Yeah, well... You make good tarts.
I have made good tarts. I sure have, and I've had them out of the bake sale, and I earned enough money. I'm going to buy me a Wurlitzer. You know that?
Well, everybody ought to have a nice organ to play with.
I think so, and I got my eye on one. I seen it on eBay.
You can make some good music with them things.
Oh, you can make fine music. It's like heavenly church music when you're playing on your Wurlitzer.
For sure, for sure.
You see the angels, you hear them singing. It's like having a meeting with Jesus.
Meeting with Jesus?
Wow. Yeah, just like a meeting with Jesus, playing a good Wurlitzer.
There you go. There you go.
Religious experience.
Well, everybody need one of them.
I think so.
It's like I saw the face of Mary and Joseph on my rutabagas.
You did not, Harold.
Yeah, I did.
Of course, that just ain't right.
Now it's gotten so old and moldy, it's getting a long beard.
It's starting to probably look like us now.
Now it looks like them boys in ZZ Top.
Oh, no, well, no wonder. He probably got the funky hair thing going, that hat.
Probably smell like the boys from ZZ Top, too, but that's another story. Old Denny Hamlin, he were 10.
You think he's going to win the championship?
Not this year, but his mama cooks good cookies, I hear.
She looks darn funny out in the kitchen when she's wearing that helmet. But at least she's safe. She ain't going to get burnt or a concussion pulling them cookies out of the oven.
But she ain't got no harness device on. She going to get herself a neck whiplash.
That ain't good, because if that oven door comes down too fast and throws her back, she gonna get sore. She gonna get hurt. She needs a Hans device.
It's serious stuff, folks. Serious
and XM
stuff.
Too.
There's too. Anyway, that were the top 10 in the Dickies 500. Now, which standing should we give the folks? Should we give them the real standings that they're using, or should we give them the standings of what should have been?
I think give them the standings of what should have been.
All right. I'll use the boss. Whatever you
That's
say,
right.
go.
You don't forget that.
Whatever you say, go. Well, Matt Kenseth, he's still leading the points this the way it's supposed to be. Jimmy Johnson's second, 35 points out. Then Kevin Harvick, Tony Stewart in fourth. And Denny Hamlin, he's fifth. We like things the way they used to be.
Yeah, I don't think people's going to even get it. We're going to have people phoning in saying, we must be like smelling turpentine or something.
Now, them's the points the way it used to be.
It's them old-time points.
Used to be, you bet.
You know what kind of points that is? That's Winston Cup points.
Absolutely. Winston
Back at
Cup.
The Grand National Series, too.
That's the way they should call it still.
That's right.
Or this Nextel
Cup. I know
Rusty
does.
Nextel Cup. You know what really gets my dander up?
I know, but you all tell the people.
Terry Labonte. He say, I was a two-time Nextel Cup champion. They didn't even have cell phones when he won the first time.
That's right. They barely had phonograph records.
So it was the Winston Cup he went. They say, Dale Earnhardt, seven-time Nextel Cup champion. He weren't even alive when Nextel Cup came.
That's just plain wrong, ain't it?
It was Winston Cup. Winston! All right. I'll settle down now.
Y'all done, Harold?
Yeah. Well, I'm
done bumping your gums.
I'm done bumping my gums and getting my dander up. We're going to take a break, honey. When we come back, we're going to talk about a racing the way it used to be.
The way it ought to be.
The way it ought to be. This is Harold. That's Beauty. We'll be back.
RacerDogs.com, because dogs want to go fast too. You see them every week at the track. None of these are your typical lassie. They're hardcore blue-collar racer dogs with dirt under their nails and unabashed loyalty. Nose to the wind and letting the world blow by. Order your red, white, and blue ticker carbon-approved t-shirts today at RacerDogs.com, because dogs want to go fast too. From every purchase, a dollar is donated to the Ryan Newman Foundation.
Motorsports Tonight is presented by RPM Diecast. Check them out on the web at rpmdiecast.com. They're an authorized distributor of Action Performance, the most trusted name in NASCAR and NHRA diecast collectibles. All your favorite drivers are featured, including the new Dale Earnhardt Jr. Father's Day Budweiser Monte Carlo and the Casey Kane Dodge Dealers Click Michigan Wind Dodge Charger. 1/24th scale, just $64.99 at rpmdiecast.com. While you're there, check out their Salute to Dale Earnhardt section and all the diecast from the movie Talladega Nights. RPM Diecast is your home for the latest in racing collectibles, merchandise, and apparel, including the Dale Earnhardt Jr. camo cap, just $24. Visit rpmdiecast.com or call toll-free 1-877-800-2415 Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 Central. rpmdiecast.com has shipped almost 100,000 internet orders since 1998. When it comes to diecast, the only name you need to know is RPM Diecast.
This is Carbon Super Sport, the official spokespup for RacerDogs.com. Anyone who knows me knows I have good fashion sense and an appreciation for quality. That's why I chose Stellar Apparel as my official wardrobe company. They may not make shirts just for me with four sleeves yet, but two sleeves seem to suit my favorite humans just fine. Stellar Apparel offers custom apparel, screen printing, embroidery, and a variety of promotional items. Give Jamie a call at 1-866-461-8232 or visit StellarApparel.com today. And hey, tell him Carbon sent ya.
Dripping off the brim of my hat, sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66, wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park.
Yeah, there's a few ways Billy done me that I wish she hadn't.
Sure seems more mind your mind, Harold. You just mind your manners.
Is anybody sorry, going to San Antonio
or Phoenix, Arizona?
Well, the Nextel Cup guys is going to Pahonix.
They're going all the way to Pahonix.
Why he say Phoenix? Ain't it Pahonix?
Well, sure looks like it's Pahonix to me.
That's what I thought. Anyway, folk, welcome back to Speedway City, USA. We sent Charlie some more money, so he sang a little longer this time.
Yeah, longer than 6 seconds, though.
Well, he just didn't have much breath the first time.
Well, it was a long walk up the driveway, you know. There was some potholes and old Gravel Gertie was filling them in as she was a-coming back when she was here last weekend to get her election signs. And, you know, she just filled in the holes. But, you know, there's some that she did miss. I know it.
Well, she do such a great job. Maybe I should have voted for her instead of Sparky.
Well, you just mind yourself. Sparky gonna hear that.
Well, that's true. I'm sorry, Spark. You the man, Sparky. You the man. Spark Pluggy up to 26 vote now. Two big
toes. What's Gravel Gertie holding at?
Pig toe. Two Big Toe Teddy got 17. Gravelly Gertie. Wow. She up to third place with 14 vote. And no
wow,
thumb.
Wow, that's a good.
No thumb, Nate. Oh, he got 7. He's in last. But these ain't official yet. Too close to call.
I think it probably is, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Well, we here in a gray county. Why'd they call them red and blue state? Why not blue and gray? Why not blue and gray state?
Maybe the colors clash.
I look real good in gray, though.
It matches your hair, dude.
Yeah, it does. What's left of it? Anyway, folks, don't turn over to CNBC or SPC or CNNP. You keep it right here. We give you all the election result account.
And then some.
Oh, Sparky, he gonna be a great county commissioner.
I just hope he don't turn out like Barney Fife.
Did you vote for Sparky today?
I'm going to tell you who I voted for.
Yeah, you
There's
always...
some things a woman got to keep to herself.
You always tell me that. You always say that.
That's right. And you keep asking.
Well, I'm just hoping you just let it slip. Just let it slip.
Nah, you ain't going to fool me. You ain't going to fool me at all.
Well, you know, I'm just in charge of Sparky campaign manager, so... I'm just trying to get the information.
Well, I hope he's paying you overtime.
Well, he just bought me a...
Because you sure been talking the moon to him.
He just bought me a beer, that's all.
That's all?
That's all.
You could spend your time rutabaga farming and all he did was buy you a beer?
He bought me a beer.
Good Lord.
He bought me
one. Wait till I talk to that boy.
Yeah. He bought me a...
Gravel Gertie at least pays for her keep.
He bought me a Possum Flats beer.
Oh, that tastes good, don't it?
Best stuff in the world.
You know where they're getting their water from?
Yeah, from that ugly well.
Over from Cowder Creek?
Yeah.
You know, they just draw it out there by the bucket load. I don't even think they boil it down.
No. You can get pieces of fish gill in there, in your beer.
Well, at least you're getting some protein in your diet now.
That's for sure.
It ain't good protein, but it's protein nonetheless.
Well, it's protein. I don't know.
You need your strength, Harold.
Yeah, it does.
I think they call this dead air, don't they?
Yeah, well, old Charlie's trying to sing again.
Oh, Charlie, would you just spit it out?
Yeah.
Come on, Charlie. Get with it. You know, you keep wearing all these fandangled sweaters. You know, at least you could do, sing us a song. Come on, Charlie.
Well, he gonna
spit
sing.
Spit it out.
He gonna sing at the next break, you see.
All right. Okay. You can't even coax him into singing sometimes.
Well.
That man can be cross.
Yeah, he can. He sure can.
He only sings when he wants to.
Hey,
sometimes he's singing that song about the crystal chandeliers lighting up the paintings on your wall. The only paintings we got on our walls are things we cut out of the newspaper.
Yeah, we does.
That's a big-time painting for us. You just frame it out with some masking tape.
Yeah, well, when
that's as good as anything. And you know one thing, you never have to straighten it.
That's for sure.
Just stick it to the wall.
Yeah.
Even the trains going by don't shake them loose.
No, they don't.
They just shake all your dentures floating in the water by the nightside's table. They just go rattling around when the train goes by. They spin around like a whirligig.
That's for sure.
But at least the painting's on the wall that the crystal chandelier that we don't have, at least they don't move.
Yeah, you can't move what you ain't got.
And then marble statuettes? We don't have them either, but if we did, they'd probably be a-rolling their eyes thinking, why the hell ain't Charlie Pride singing to us?
Well, Charlie, when I first heard him on the radio and then I see that boy in person, he looked a lot taller on the radio.
I know he did.
Anyway.
Some people, you know, you just they just blow your mind sometimes. You expect you know how tall they're going to be, and they either taller or the shorter.
That's for sure. Anyway, folks, our race from yesteryear was way back in 1958. A little place called State Line Speedway in Dolly Parton, New York.
That was in Busty, New York. It wasn't in Dolly Parton, New York. Ain't no such place.
Yeah, she got a nice busty, though.
You mind your manners, Harold.
Sorry, folks. Shorty Rollins, he was the winner.
Did you know that Shorty Rollins was the 1958 NASCAR Rookie of the Year?
He sure was. He sure was.
He was. Yes, sir.
He won that race. He owned the car, too.
That don't happen all the time.
You want to hear something funny, folks?
No, but you're going to tell us, ain't you?
Well, here's the thing. 2006, Tony Stewart win a race in Texas. He wins 521,361. 1958, Shorty Rollins win a race. He wins $600.
Well, you look back in 1958, $600 going to buy you a Ford tractor.
$600, that's all he wins.
It's a lot of money back in 1958. Think of how many rutabagas you'd have to sell to get $600.
A lot of rutabagas.
And that was a lot of money back then.
Yeah,
you could live with a family of 12 for a year on $600.
$521,000 sounds more to me.
Well, it would be nice.
You imagine we had $521,000?
I'd probably get me a real picture to hang on the wall, but I think I would pass on the crystal chandelier. I think it would clash with the cabin.
Yeah, that it would.
And then marble statuettes, I don't want them neither. A marble countertop would be nice, because you can clean them up lickety-split.
Yeah, you can.
They're cold sometimes, but that's all right.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I wouldn't want none of them marble statuettes around, because you go throw them at me.
They're kind of scary looking.
Anyway, Bobby Duell, he was second.
He was second twice, Duell.
Kenny Johnson were third. Avery Mahon, he were fourth. Sandpaper Seely, he were fifth.
What the hell? John, sandpaper? That name weren't sandpaper.
Well, Avery was fourth. So
oh, I see what you're getting at.
I made a joke.
So, who's going to be sixth? Grinding Wheel?
Grinding Wheel Austin, he were sixth.
And here's your favorite.
Bill Poor. And he were, because he only won $170 for finishing
seventh.
That's
just a crying shame.
Yeah. Lee Petty, he were eighth.
And who should have finished last?
Who finished last?
Who should have finished last?
Who should have?
It was the ninth place guy.
Oh, Bobby Finelli.
That's right. He should have finished last, but he finished ninth.
Well, he should
have
finished.
He did better than last.
Yeah, that was a finale. Johnny Walker, he was 10th, and he got everybody drunk after the race.
Well, didn't he start his own distillery?
He sure did.
I think nowadays we call it a distillery. Back then we call it a steel.
Yes, we does. One of my favorite drivers were in the race.
Who'd that be? The 15th place man?
He finished 15th. You know, it's Squirt Jones. He went on to He went on to be county commissioners of Carburetor County. 1964. I bet you didn't know that.
I didn't know that. That there's a fine piece of historic remembrance for me. Thank you, Harold.
You're welcome, honey. Clyde Goons, he were 16. And Jug Pierce, he were 19. Them some of my favorite old drivers. That was a good race back in then.
Oh, Jug was doing well till his transmission just ricocheted around.
Yeah, it got ugly. Got ugly fast. Got ugly.
You just can't miss a shift on them dirt tracks like that.
No, you sure can't. Sure can't.
Even though your average speed's only about 47 on ours.
Yeah. That's because there were a lot of cautions. They don't put them in the scoreboard anymore, but there was a lot of wreckage. A lot of wreckage. All over the place. They just keep running.
That's what happens.
Just keep running them. Anyway, folk, that were the race from way back when. We're going to step out and take a break. When we comes back, old Beauty, she gonna be fixing up some victual.
Who's gonna be fixing up victuals?
Old Beauty.
Old Beauty?
Well.
That's what I'm referred to now?
Sweet Beauty.
Next thing you're gonna be calling me the she-devil.
It's a good thing we ain't got no statuettes.
Yet.
This is Harold.
I might be buying some.
This is Harold. That's Beauty. The lovely Beauty.
You just step that up.
Young, lovely Beauty. We'll be back. We'll be back.
This is Carbon Super Sport from RacerDogs.com with an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? Why not visit RacerDogs.com and pick out a shirt or two from my own Carbon-approved collection? Now, I'm not going to tell you how I approve these magnificent articles of clothing, but I will guarantee you that everything is now dry and ready to ship to your doorstep. So please visit RacerDogs.com today. I work for biscuits, and I'm starting to get hungry.
Need custom embroidery or screen printing? Stellar Apparel handles every customer like they're our only one. Customer satisfaction, our number one priority. From screen-printed and embroidered apparel to custom promotional items, make Stellar Apparel your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Check them out on the web at stellarapparel.com. Can't spell? Find the link on Doin' Donuts' website right now. That's Stellar Apparel, the official screen printer of Doin' Donuts.
My name is Matthew, and my wish was to see the snow.
Matthew had never seen the snow before. We built snowmen.
Snowmen!
Had snowball fights.
The snow tastes like popsicle.
His life was turned upside down by his cancer. The trip just gave us a chance to be a family and Matthew to be just a kid in the snow.
There are lots of ways you can help make a child's wish come true. To find out how, visit wish.org.
Share the power of a wish.
My lucky day.
Well, Hank, I never met you, but I sure heard you sing. As a little bitty boy down in Mississippi, you filled my heart with dreams.
He sure can sing.
He can yodel, too. He can yodel really nice.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
I wanted him to sing Kalaja, but he wanted to charge me double.
Kalaja?
Kalaja was a wooden Indian standing by the door.
He tried to charge you double?
He won't charge me double, St. Kalaja. Do you believe that?
That's not good.
He wanted 99 cents.
Wow. Well, I like his song, Burgers and Fries.
Burgers and Fries and Cherry Pie. Burgers and Fries and Cherry Pies.
Easy for you to say.
No, not really, Harold. Not really.
Well, honey, it's time for vittles. What you gonna fix them all?
Great, great recipe today, and I'm gonna share with you, and it's for Coonville County Crow Kebabs.
Crow Kebabs? We ain't had them in a while. We ain't had them in
a long time.
They are, the Crow Kebabs is good. They're nice and chewy.
They're really good if you prepare them right. And what you got to do is, you know, even, you know, if you think you see the biggest crow you've ever seen, you still can't get much meat out of it.
No, that's
but
for
you
sure.
Can take, you can easily, you know, on a morning shoot, you can get yourself from 10 to 100 birds. No problem at all. And you want to limit the amount of time necessary to clean each bird. And, you know, you just don't pluck a crow like you would do a goose or a duck. And besides the breast meat, there just isn't enough meat on the crow to even make it worthwhile. So what you got to do to get the best meat out of the crow in just, you know, as little time as possible and with very little mess, you're going to lay that crow on its back in front of you with its head pointed to the right. Now, that's if you're right-handed. If it's left, you're going to point it to the left. Then you're going to take a finger. And you're going to locate where the breastbone is and where it meets the upper abdomen on the crow. And with a very, very sharp knife, you're going to make a cut across the crow from wing to wing just below that breastbone. And you don't be concerned about cutting too deep because there ain't nothing worth eating beyond that, believe me. All you want is the breast meat. Then you're going to hold the bird's feet in your left hand. And that's if you're right-handed. If you're left-handed, you're going to hold it in your left hand, whatever. You're going to figure it out. And then you're going to place two or three fingers under the skin where you made that cut. And you're going to pull in the opposite directions, and the skinless breast meat should now be exposed. So you're going to take that knife again, and you're going to separate each breast half away from the bone, starting in the middle and working outward. And you should end up with two pieces of crow breast, probably about the size of a lime, and you just get rid of the rest of it because all you need is them hunks of breast meat. So what you can do with that meat, you can either now freeze it and use it for later, or you can marinate it, and you know it all looks a crow is pretty darn tasty and looks good once you get rid of all them black feathers. You know, that's all you need to do. So for Coonville County Crow Kebabs, you're going to get about 16 pieces of crow breast meat. And that, you know, you don't want bones in it. That's about the equivalent of 8 crows, 16 pieces of green pepper, 16 cherry tomatoes, 8 button mushrooms, 8 ears of sweet corn, 1 1/2 cups of teriyaki sauce, 1/2 cup of melted butter, and
Terry
about
Labonte
8 of
sauce?
What's that?
Terry Labonte sauce?
No, teriyaki, that's his cousin from Japan, Harold.
Oh.
And then get about 8 kebab skewers, and you got to use real skewers. You're not going to use old coat hangers or nothing for this, even though it's just crow. You're going to use 8 kebab skewers.
How about a whittle stick down? Will that work?
Well, yeah, if you whittled it real nice and fine, I don't know if you have the talent to do that, Harold, because it's got to be about 1 foot long and as big as a toothpick. Can you do that?
That's a lot of whittling.
A lot of whittling. Just easy to get some, like, get an old hickory stick out of the woods or something.
All right, go ahead. So go ahead. Tell these people how to make it.
Cut each piece of crow
in
half.
Go ahead,
place it in a covered bowl with teriyaki sauce overnight.
Labonte sauce?
Then you're gonna clean and cut each ear of corn into 3 pieces.
Where do you get your Labonte sauce from?
You get it from Texas, I believe, Corpus Christi. And you're going to cook it in boiling water for minutes. And
can I use Bobby Labonte sauce?
Bobby Labonte sauce, yeah, it's also from Corpus Christi, and I believe there's a park named after them down there. So alternately put corn, which is about 3 pieces, green pepper.
How about Justin Labonte sauce?
Justin Labonte, I believe he's on the East Coast now, thank you. And cherry tomatoes, about three of them, along with four pieces of the crow meat on each skewer. Mm-hmm. You going to make a comment now?
No, that's not.
Okay. Use one mushroom to each skewer.
You're sticking the crow on Clint Boyer? You're sticking it on his head and just pulling it down over his body?
Then you brush with melted butter and place it on a preheated grill for about 4 minutes. And then you flip it over and you butter it again and place it back on the grill for about another 4 minutes. And you repeat it one last time for a total of 12 minutes of cook until they appear done. And you're going to have a nice meal for four adults out of the 16 pieces of crow meat. Doesn't that sound good to you, Harold?
It sounds good. And Leroy, he loves the leftovers.
He loves the leftovers. He likes the corn.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you can go around outside, and you can see where he'd done his business, and you can see the corn sitting right there. You know that?
That's too much information for me, honey.
I thought you'd really like that.
Well,
since you are into manly things.
Yes, we is. Yes, I am.
Like chicken crap for corn.
That were funny, honey.
Sometimes when you ain't got nothing left to do in life, it's the most exciting thing that can happen in a day other than, you know, having some beet soup.
You beat your soup?
Beet soup. Yeah. So what was you telling me about Clint Boyer?
Well, you said you're putting crow meat on the boyer.
I was saying to put the crow meat on. I was saying you cook it in boiling water. But that there's the corn.
You had to put it on the boyer and then put the boyers on the grill.
How about on the skewer?
Oh, skewer, not boyer.
Four pieces of crow meat on each skewer.
I thought you said put four pieces of crow meat on the boyer.
Well, if Clint Boyer wants it, he can darn well have it. But he's going to have to go bag it on crows because it's kind of a time-consuming thing.
Well, you grill the boyer. If you grill the boyer, he won't be able to drive as well.
Why not?
Would you be able to drive? Drive good if you were grilled?
He's the designated driver. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, he don't know Jack.
He is driving Jack.
He should know Jack, but Jack down there, he's dead.
Well, not according to lore in Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
Even though that place did burn down only a couple years ago, didn't it? The old original place?
Yeah, I think you're
Lynchburg,
right.
Lynchburg, Tennessee?
I think you're right, honey. I think you're right.
Yeah, I thought that was quite a travesty for the area because that was quite a tourist thing. And, of course, it was still, like, operating, I believe.
Travesty?
It was a travesty. Like Quapple. Like Travesty Quapple. Hey, Harold, I know you want to.
Yeah. Well, honey, you know me
travesty
too well.
Travesty Quapple.
Travesty is
and it is a
Quapple.
It's a travesty for him, even though he's going back to the truck series.
Yeah,
you tell me who's going to be in that Travesty Quapple car next year, even though Todd ain't going to be on it. It ain't going to be a clean ride after all.
They putting something dirty on that car instead.
Well, ain't going to be clean because ain't going to have no Todd on it.
Yeah, well, that's true. Honey, new votes! Vote totals is in!
Oh, okay, give us a tally now.
Tally are in! This is exciting.
Lay it on us.
47% of the vote in for Carburetor County Commissioner. Gravely Gertie got 35 votes. Two Big Toe Teddy got 27 votes. No Thumb Nate's got 7 votes. He only got 7 people in his family that can vote.
He must have bribed every one of them, too.
And Sparky Plug, he got 67 votes.
Oh, well, it looks like Spark Plug done made it.
Yeah, you gonna win. You know, even the dead peoples is voting for Sparky.
But this here's only 47% of the votes that's in.
Yeah.
When time does the polls close?
Polls is closed. But they slow counting.
They must be slow counting.
They
I'd say they're juicing the results, wouldn't you?
They had to get enough people so they have enough toes and fingers to count all the votes.
They're probably going to use one of them abacuses.
Jimmy,
you know, one of them knob things on strings?
Yeah.
Or on a wire?
Probably going to do something like that.
I think that's from China, ain't it?
Probably.
Maybe it's from India. I don't know.
It's from somewhere over there. I ain't never seen one. Never used one. I just use toes and fingers.
Well, you sure got enough of them.
Well, it's well, good. I can count to 12 on my feet. So I think Sparky Plug is going to win. What's for dessert, honey? We're going to be celebrating.
Over from Halloween. I ain't cooking again because you got buckets and buckets and buckets of things hanging around. You all keep plugging them in your face. I ain't feeding you dessert. You can go sift through that bucket over there.
Well,
you pick it up and you shake it. You tell us all is in there.
I went out tricks and treating. They all said that here's the best old man costume we ever seen.
Problem is, you wasn't dressed.
No, I hit them all fooled.
Oh, Harold.
Oh.
What we gonna do with you?
I don't know, honey. I don't know.
I'd say a whooping would probably come in handy right about now.
Well, ain't be the first time. Ain't be the first time.
Probably won't be the last, neither.
No, it won't. No, it won't. Anyway, folks, after Beulie Vittles, that sounds so good, honey. I can't wait to eat them.
You kind of think you like the sound of that there Coonville County crow kebabs?
That just roll off the tongue.
Yeah, I think that sounds right tasty.
Sound delicious.
I just need to get me more crows.
Delicious. That sound delicious.
Sure does so.
Anyway, folks, it's time for our last break. This is Harold, that's Beulie. We'll be back. Damn it.
This is Carbon Super Sport from RacerDogs.com with an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? Why not visit RacerDogs.com and pick out a shirt or two from my own carbon-approved collection? Now, I'm not going to tell you how I approve these magnificent articles of clothing, but I will guarantee you that everything is now dry and ready to ship to your doorstep. So please visit RacerDogs.com today. I work for biscuits, and I'm starting to get hungry.
HotJackets.com has the best pricing and selection of NASCAR jackets you will find anywhere. These same jackets are priced as high as $200 or more at the track, but Hot Jackets has them for just $99. Coming this fall, the brand new Superman jackets, and in stock now is the complete Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights collection. You can also find many of your favorite college teams and the cool new Muppets jackets too. HotJackets.com, your only choice for the complete selection of JH Design Line jackets at the best price anywhere.
So cool.
Information about Headblade, check us out at headblade.com.
Not long ago, in the heat of the summer, my mother sat down for a meal she'd prepared. None of us thought of it being her life.
Old Charlie, he sure can sing.
That's a sad sound.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here weeping, thinking about my mama.
It's okay, mama ain't dead, she's only asleeping.
Yeah, but she don't like me much. That's why I'm crying. I'm sorry,
straighten
folks.
Up your act.
I'm sorry, folks. This is Harold. That's Beulie. We had some good times tonight, didn't we, folk?
We sure did. We really did. We had the election going on. We had Gravel Gertie make a guest appearance.
It's over! It's over!
With her road, and she was fixing all the potholes.
Two big toe Teddy, no thumbs, Nate. They said, we quit. And Gravel...
We pulled out.
Gravel Gertie says, you win, Sparky. Sparky wins.
Wow. That's going to be big for him.
Yeah, big for us too now, because we know the county commissioner.
I think he's going to make probably another $12.95 a week.
At least.
I think so.
He's got to buy me
two or three coffee.
He's got to buy me a beer every week now, down at the lodge.
You just take off that Possum Creek beer. That ain't good for you.
Well, it's kind of good beer because you can, like, stand it up.
You playing with your dials again, Harold?
Yeah, folks. You know what that song means.
Yeah, it means you're confused.
Yeah, that too. Or it means we're coming or going. And since I'm not coming, we must be going. Thank you for tuning in, Speedway City, USA. This is Harold, that's Beulie. Say goodnight, everybody. Say goodnight, Beulie.
Goodnight, Beulie. Goodnight, everybody.
We hope she enjoyed the show. If not, don't listen no more.
Go
away.
Don't y'all come back.
Yeah. We come be back next week to talk some more racing, folks. Good night,
hey,
everybody. Way to go, Sparky, you the man.
Happy birthday, Gravel Gertie.
Yeah.
Son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. Your tank is filled with 100 proof. You're all tuned up and gassed. Now don't take any chances. If you can't get through, I'd rather have you back again than pull that Mountain Dew.